Clifton Garthy in South Dublin have begun a murder investigation following the fatal stabbing of a 31-year-old man in South County Dublin in the early hours of this morning. Two men have been arrested. They're being held at Shankill Garda Station. And before we talk about the investigation with our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, here's what a man who lives nearby and who also has home closed-circuit cameras, here's what he had to say to our reporter Angus Cox.
Generally very, very quiet area. Yeah, there's I've been here 2 years and there's been no trouble at all. So this is a shock to see this morning.
And you're living very close to the scene?
Yeah, I live here, well, literally 20 feet away.
And did you hear or see anything last night?
Not a thing. My girlfriend said she heard some noise, but I think that was at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I think it was probably, it's already happened by then from what I hear.
Reaction just absolutely sick. Couldn't believe it when I heard it in the news this morning. And really only then I came around there this morning, then I said, oh my God almighty, you know, just terrible, because I mean it's a very quiet place around here, you know, you don't usually get. Sad to hear that the chap died, just sick, it's just unbelievable.
And just around the corner from the church?
And just around the corner from the church, yeah. As I said, I didn't realise it was so close to the church, I thought it might have been further around the corner. But then as I came around, I went, oh, oh God, bless myself, passing by, and shock, a big shock.
I'm very surprised because it's a kind of a quiet residential area. I live in Cherrywood, just directly behind where it happened, and I didn't hear anything. I came home myself at about 11 o'clock. But I only just saw it on the news this morning, but shocked, you know.
And when you saw the scene, you thought it was something else?
I did, yeah. I heard there's meant to be a film starting in the local area, so I thought that was part of it. I just thought it looked very realistic. And I had to ask the cameraman, and he informed me, no, it was the real thing.
It was the real thing, and I'm joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. A man has been arrested for questioning, Paul. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, there's two men arrested. There are two men in their 30s have been arrested on you. They were arrested a short time after the attack, and they're still being questioned this lunchtime. They were arrested on suspicion of being involved in an assault, but they can still be detained for under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act for up to 24 hours there at Shankill Garda Station. As far as this murder investigation is concerned, the Gardaí are following a definite line of inquiry. They're not looking for anyone else at present. They've issued a renewed appeal for information this lunchtime for anyone living near, passing by the scene, who may have seen anything, to contact them. They particularly appeal to motorists and taxi drivers with dash cam footage. But one neighbour told Angus there this morning as well that the incident itself had been captured on CCTV footage, and the Gardaí have been speaking to that man, and no doubt they will want that CCTV footage, and that will be part of this inquiry. Now, as far as a motive is concerned, they're still trying to establish a motive for the attack, but they believe it's related to a personal dispute, personal animosity between at least two of the men. There was a bad feeling between the two groups of men when they met here this morning and began fighting. The Gardaí have also recovered the weapon, the knife that was used in the attack, but they believe the animosity is connected to a dispute which arose at a house party which the men were at a few weeks ago.
All right, Paul, thank you for that. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.